Aesthetics becoming, always elsewhere, emotion everywhere, here we are, by Benjamin Camino. These things that can only exist elsewhere are here and now, localized in order to participate in the emergence of knowledge and language. Jennifer Castle's Pink City was released on September 2nd, 2014. The album is 32 minutes in length and seems to bear no relationship to Jaipur, India, aka the Pink City. For locality, Jennifer Castle, Cafe Days, 8 Days 3, Braja El Edinger. Forward. Documentation of 8 Days 3 is happening here, now, before you. It was happening before the occasion itself, as part of the conditions for participating in it. Here, now, we can speculate that it was shimmering in the thinking-feeling field from which 8 days initially emerged. Here, now, it should be said that this emergence half seeks to prolong its own act of emerging. In this sense, 8 days is, to me, an activity in and of itself. An activity of emerging knowledge from and towards the agents of the activity itself. The activity itself comprises, and can only exist now with, the idea of continuous inclusion regulated by rigorous self-maintenance, a sustainable, continuous inclusion with a laissez-faire attitude towards death, which ensures that content is not limited to the potential insularity of a group, the insularity of imagination. Growth as a means of uncovering anew, rather than of expanding and covering over. Only as broken up does the image appear, says Judith Butler of the visual works of Braja El Edinger. And I say this now of 8 days and any further iterative action, in this case documentation. Images appearing only as broken up. The activity of 8 days as its own self-discovery of an implicit action, or an action which undergoes its own becoming knowledge, language, and worth. And so, this is one way to see that the worthless makes so the capacity for worth. Inclusion is an action that may induce trauma. Inclusion can be used as a means of rehearsing trauma. Doing it. 09-24-14. 20 hour. What could be said of the aesthetics of doing? This space now has a semblance of form. Yet, it is not constructed through desire or decoration, and we could even say that it is not constructed whatsoever. The possibility of construction is the emergence of an assemblage. This is not solely an issue of spectatorship. It is an issue of the doing of it. Do you feel we are going too fast? Everywhere, always. 12:05:14, 22 hour. The room is quite large and dark. It has been raining, and very well still could be. The skylights high above show no texture or movement. They are but portals of illumination, and this darkness is very exciting. Walking through slow, impenetrable sculptures, white, thick bodies, aglow under moonlight, emotion is everywhere. These gallery spaces are fortresses of emotion. This is where it is, not in the people nor in their movement. It is in both and neither. Blackberry, 06-21-14, 8 hour. There is a blurring between work and life through art. Art is an activity that blurs, makes visible through blurring, makes the blur visible. It is a machine invested in by other larger machines. Telephones, chargers or telephones, outlets for chargers or telephones, etc. This blur is openness to horror. It may allow the largest of machines to take us. More, it implores us in the submission of our bodies and lives into work, which, if done so without care, may subject us to the unwanted blur of life, love, and labor. Do not use qualifiers to describe what we are doing. 06-21-14, 9 hour. Re, move all. These days have become a shedding. Slowly, my cold is leaving. It maintains the dregs of a stubborn cough. My guard is down. I am very much allowing myself to feel things, even yesterday. Leading the group through practices alongside B and Lori was a process of shedding. This sort of, look, this is what I'm interested in. Look, and talk about it with me or before me. It was also my uncovering. Now that this is done, I feel exposed, or perhaps I have allowed the potential for real or actual exposure. 05-02-14, 12 hour. In sync. Quote, participation through synchronization does not involve me as a whole, as an entity that can be an integral part of a larger entity. It implicates me as a divisible individual, to borrow Bertolt Brecht's wording, as someone whose very mode of existence, of attention for the world and for myself, is that of distraction. Because my attention will always be divided, no matter how hard I try to concentrate, what I do will always have to do with multiple collectivities at a time. Modifying a phrase by Heinrich von Kleist, one might say, it is not I who participates with a part of my attention, but rather a certain partition of my attention that performs participation. If to participate means to participate in something, the allocation of power in processes of participation concerns the definition of this in. Divided attention in a state of polychronicity, of synchronization with several collectivities, performatively claims access to co-defining the work of relations the in encompasses. The answer to the obnoxious question, and you, what are you doing here, is, what I am doing is part of what constitutes this here. Unquote. Kai von Eichels. Report it. In brief, what activities did you plan to undertake? 8 days is becoming an ongoing activity in and of itself. We build on previous iterations of the projects, 8 Days 2012 and 8 Days 2 2013, without attempting to repeat specific actions. In planning, we know that we will do, and we know that this doing will be an exchange, an intersection of our individual choreographic practices. The structure of our time together revolves around planning and preparing meals, eating together and cleaning up. The structure of the project is so purely crafted of a material that is danced through an architecture that is choreographic. 8 days is an activity made of dance. Before the meeting, Amy Henderson invited the whole group, including returning and new participants, to share their own current questions and proposals for shared practices with each other via email. From this, she proposed a schedule with teams of 3 or 4 people leading each day. Claudia Fancello created a schedule of teams for meal preparation and cleanup. Henderson, Naomi Brand, Christopher House, and I coordinated the participants' arrival at Artscape Gibraltar Point on Toronto Island. We have also planned to have an open house. We did this at 8 Days 2 in Vancouver and found it important to once again invite artists and friends into the gathering, including and inscribing ourselves within the milieu. And Voyager? All the benefits of a work such as 8 Days increases over time. Voyager is a dance work made by Amy Henderson, Jennifer Castle, and others through a Toronto Dance Theatre Commission, presented in Toronto in the season preceding 8 Days 3. From outside the work, yet proximal to the workers, I understand the base physical action of the work as a task. To be in continuous motion without repetition. To move continuously without repetition from the outside seems to posit an investment of life towards an outside, a space beyond imagination, beyond the capability of choice, beyond oneself. And here we ask ourselves how to grow, expand, and maintain, And here I ask if we can think about the potential similarities between two concepts. One, re-voyager, continuous motion coupled with the intention of not repeating. And two, re-8 days, continuous inclusion regulated by rigorous self-maintenance. There are the direct benefits which increase within the soul of the individual participant. The knowledge and languages we experience will deepen in richness and understanding and enter the multiple and resonant ecology of Canadian dance and also of life itself. The immediate potential benefits emerge from the practices and conversations we share that we bring as resources and methods to the field we work in. Everyone we encounter in a professional context and throughout our daily lives will also take from 8 days. The most blessed property of the economy of choreography is that it almost always requires togetherness and communication, and 8 days is born from this specificity. The potential future benefits of 8 days three is a strong and consensual desire to hold another edition. 8 days has developed a model characterized by sustainable expansion and continuous inclusion. Dance, alongside many other fields and modes of life, suffers from survivalist economies and projective temporalities. Desires for making work live in tension with affordance and capacity. Individual artistic practices require the often difficult accumulation of projects. 8 days now risks the proposal of continuing from an articulated and shared need to sustain and expand the exchange. The challenge offered by 8 days four is quite rare and beautiful. We are lucky that Artscape Gibraltar Point enjoyed hosting 8 days three so much that they have already agreed to host 8 days four. We remain committed to maintaining the geographic and generational diversity of the encounter. Do you expect the benefits to increase further over time? If appropriate, how do you intend to maintain or build on what's been achieved?